It's been a week of mixed results on the continental front for South Africans. Banyana, Free State Stars and Kaizer Chiefs all tasted defeats on their continental assignments. Orlando Pirates and Mamelodi Sundowns proved to be the only glimmer of hope for the country as they won emphatically in the Champions League. Free State Stars are now out of the Confed Cup. Sundowns, Chiefs, Pirates continue on their journey on the continent. The women will be one of three African nations in France next year at the Women's World Cup. Hello and welcome to the week. Special. I am your host, Nkululeko Nkeu.
Sokala Duma Radio.
All roads lead to the Nelson Mandela Bay Stadium in Port Elizabeth. It's the final of the Telkom knockout between Baroka and Orlando Pirates. And, of course, the consensus, the general mood and opinion from fans, journalists and former players is that Orlando Pirates should have it easy. And now, what we ask you on Facebook is, if you were in Coach Wetsin Nyirenda's shoes, the Baroka coach, how would you approach the Telkom knockout final? What tactics would you use to defeat the Buccaneers? And, of course, our voice note number is 0661710346, and of course we'll feature those voice notes throughout the show. We got a lot of them and we thank you very much for your participation. And quickly on Facebook, there was a lot of back and forth between fans as usual. Mtandeni Mtabela says they should just play 4-6-0 formation, park the bus and frustrate them and play for the penalty shootouts. That's, we got a lot of that as well. Lindokuhle Mlito says we all know football can do wonders. Before you win a trophy you need to get on the field and play for it, but we all know what's going to happen on Saturday. This is a new Orlando Pirates. There's no Eric Tinkler who lost three cup finals at Pirates. This is Mitchell and Rulani. There ain't no way that we're going to lose this final. That is an Orlando Pirates fan. And Chika Himalwanda says, remain calm, believe in yourself, don't be overexcited, respect them, but don't be scared of them. Allow your fans to be cheerful, bear with the referees, and accept to be in the final. That's his advice to Baroka if he was Coach Wetsin Nyirenda. That's what he would say. John Jimaro says, looking for a strong traditional herbalist to marinate Baroka players so they can match the very strong muti that is used by Orlando Pirates. So that's his advice there. There's no way other than to just go for a muti man who's stronger than the Orlando Pirates muti man. That's according to John Jimaro. We got a lot of messages as usual, but we can only take a few of them. Also on the show, we'll speak to former Baroka coach. Do you remember him? Football can kill you real death. Khuluko Thobejane, to get his predictions for the final. And we'll also check in at the OR Tambo airport to hear from the Banyana Banyana camp as they were welcomed back in style from the women's AFCON.
If I was coaching Baroka FC, I was going to play 5-4-1 formation. Yeah, I was going to play 5-1 formation and score one goal, then change the formation to 6-4.
No, bro, Mish, I don't want to lie. I wish I could say something positive or, you know, just to encourage Baroka, but there's no way they can escape. There's no way.
Well, on the news front, it's been a week, a very hectic week indeed. In case you missed it, here are some of the stories that made news headlines in the world of football in the past 7 days. Anderlecht Jali is believed to have appeared in court on Wednesday following an incident which took place in October this year. As reported on October 30th, Anderlecht Jali was released from police custody after the Mamelodi Sundowns player was charged for assault and malicious damage to property. The player is alleged to have had come home late, started to shout at the wife, who decided to go and sleep in the car to avoid him. He was released on bail, 1,500 rands bail, with conditions that it does not return to their marital home. The NPA has since confirmed to Sokala Duma that Jali's court case has been postponed to next year, January the 28th, for further investigation. And moving right along, with the appointment of Joel Masuta as the team's interim coach confirmed by the club after the departure of Eric Tinkler and the subsequent exit of Vincent Kobola. Sokala Duma has learned that Tshepo Motsoeneng is earmarked for a technical team role at Chippa United. According to sources, the former goalkeeper is targeted for an assistant coaching role in Masuta's technical team at the Chili Boys. The Chili Boys are left with matches against Cape Town City in the Mother City next Tuesday, Polokwane City at the Nelson Mandela Bay Stadium on Friday next week, as well as against Bidvest Wits at the Bidvest Stadium on the 21st of December before completing their schedule for the year. A Serbian coach has emerged as the front runner for the coaching job at Free State Stars as the club continues to search for the man to replace Luke Emile. The club's management decided to rope in Sly Musala and David Vilagazi as interim coaches for now while their search for the new man continues. It has been revealed that by sources in the know that Serbian coach Nikola Kavazovic is being targeted for the Stars coaching job. He was previously linked with Kaizer Chiefs, of course, and Baroka FC, and now he's linked with Free State Stars. And finally, an Orlando Pirates goalkeeper is currently waiting for on the club to make a decision about his immediate future. Pirates are expected to open up contract talks with Jackson Mabogwana next month, with the player approaching the final 6 months on his deal. Mabogwana joined Pirates from Mpumalanga Black Aces in 2016, where he's now currently competing with Brilliant Khuzwayo and Siyabonga Mpontshane for the number one jersey at Orlando Pirates. The Soweto Giants are yet to decide on whether or not they will be extending the player's stay beyond the current campaign, with Mabogwana's deal expected to expire on the 30th of June next year. And of course, the danger for all those in the know, as usual, is that if you approach the last 6 months of your contract, you can always speak to any other club that is interested in your services and sign on a free contract. I'm sure the Bucks would be aware of that potential situation. So those were some of the stories that made headlines in the world of football. For more of them, you can always go to www.sokaladuma.co.za.
Sokaladuma Radio.
If I was in his shoes, I would actually try to close up the two wingers of Orlando Pirates, being Thembinko Siloch and Vincent Pule, because they are the main suppliers of Orlando Pirates and the main threat to most teams.
Baroka must not go pound for pound with Orlando Pirates. They will get hurt. They will definitely get hurt. What they must do is to play counter-attacking football, score and then defend their lead, or maybe drag it to penalties. Pirates are poor in taking penalties.
Every Wednesday, you can get yourself a copy of the Sokala Duma newspaper for all the latest football stories and exclusive interviews with players and coaches. Here is what was covered in this week's edition of the newspaper. So, she scored so many goals for fun at the recent Women's AFCON in Ghana. They even named her the player of the tournament. Our journalist Celine Abrams spoke to Banyana striker Thembi Khatlana, who speaks about her journey to stardom and her performances at the Continental Showpiece. Check that out. It's that time again where you are asked to vote for your Orlando Pirates legend. This week's choice is between former captain Mbulelo Mabizela, who was the youngest captain for Orlando Pirates at the time, if I remember correctly. And you can choose between him or Zambian legend Isaac Chansa. So to vote, you can go to orlandopiratesfc.com/legends. That's www.orlandopiratesfc.com/80legends to choose between Mbulelo Mabizela and Zambian legend Isaac Chansa as well. Moving right along, Mogako Lodingele has had an up-and-down career in the PSL, from winning cups with Platinum Stars to warming the bench at Mamelodi Sundowns. Celine Abrams spoke to him regarding his current situation. Check that interview out for more about where he is at the moment and what happened with him at Sundowns. And on the revolving column, we have Chippa United midfielder Ruzeha Maldin, who talks about his side form. They are now number 15 on the log, and the firing of coach Eric Tinkler, and so much more that is happening in that busy club. And lastly, Nathan Polse is on the in-touch section with Vuyani Joni. Find out more about what he reveals about his former clubs. And on the still-in-touch section, Lunga Adam catches up with former Swallows right back Peter Peterson. Catch all that great content and so much more on the latest Sokala Duma newspaper. known for his excitable and exciting reactions during the game when he was coach at Baroka FC. Kgolo Kotwabejana is formerly, of course, with Baroka. He knows most of the players that will participate at the Telkom knockout final in Port Elizabeth versus Orlando Pirates. We caught up with him to find out his thoughts and predictions on the game.
Sokala Duma Radio.
Yeah, Baroka will win the game.
Why do you think Baroka will win the game? How would they be able to defeat Orlando Pirates? Orlando Pirates is doing well. They are strong. How do you think Baroka will be able to get the win over Pirates?
Yeah. Mine is just being the young boys, and they've got energy. They can be to attack and defend. If the game they played starting with Sundowns, so I saw them, the young team that is bigger and saving. Young players are eating hunger. They are not like experienced players. They will run all over. So that's why I'm saying, young as they are, they will win this. They will win that cup.
Mm. And what were your impressions? Did you get to see them against Sundowns and against Bidvest Verts? What was your impression of how they performed?
Yeah, that is why I'm saying, young as they are, they beat Sundowns, the players, they are also good for the team. They've got the combination of those young boys.
They've
got the with the like of that striker from Cape Town.
Uranga Chivariro.
I'm thinking, not Chivariro, that colored boy.
Tori Klosper.
And the other one who's playing number 10, they were also this. The young one who's playing defensive midfielder, that Moselle.
Yeah.
I'm sure they can make people that free kick speciality. Mabeba.
Yeah, Mabeba. That was a very good free kick.
They're very good boys. They will make it.
Yeah, and when you think about it, when you were coaching them, they were good. And here and there, you managed to keep the team in the PSL. They were not relegated. And sometimes they were very good in cup competitions. Are you proud when you look at the team now having qualified for their first ever cup final?
Yeah, it's history because the cup teams qualifying for the semi-final would never win the final. So it's good for the team. Very good for the team. Because those young boys, like Mfele, I knew they are good. They've got talent. So the boys, they're very good. And then this one, Tanzani. Workaholic, box to box, some Tanzani. I can see even talent our pure on the wing.
Sure. Yeah. And finally, coach, what is your message to the players and to the fans? What would you like to say to them to motivate them to beat Orlando Pirates in the final?
Yeah, they must keep on supporting the team because I think they're always behind it. The players must just enjoy football. They must be hard. They mustn't look back to Orlando Pirates or the game of football. So where they are, it's not that. They must know that it's because of the hard work.
All right. Coach, thank you very much for speaking to us on Sokala Duma. We really appreciate your thoughts. Are you going to be finding your way to PE or are you going to watch the game on TV?
I will watch it.
All right. We wish Baroka the best of luck. Thank you very much, coach.
Sokala Duma Radio.
I really recommend that our left back and right back never move forward unnecessary because Orlando Pirates have speedy players. And I'll recommend my midfield to be more tight. In fact, I'll put three in the midfield because Orlando Pirates can dominate the midfield.
I think this time Baroka is going to beat the Pirates 2-1.
Banyana Banyana played Nigeria at the final of the Women's AFCON in Ghana. The ladies played hard and had chances but lost out on penalties, unfortunately. It was a very sad day in my household, if I can put it that way, as we watched in anticipation with the family. The positive is that they have now qualified for the World Cup in France next year. They were given a hero's welcome at the OR Tambo Airport. Here is some of what was said by the team.
Thank you for supporting us throughout the whole tournament. Thank you for sending us messages for encouragement and always believing in us. I would like to use this opportunity to thank SAFA, to thank Sasol and the whole 52 million South Africans who are supporting us. We wouldn't have done this if you guys were not supporting us. We went there to Ghana to qualify for the World Cup and it was a mandate. We did that together as the whole team, and we are very proud of it. Thank you. We love you, everyone.
Wow, what a moment to celebrate. In 13 years that I've represented Banyana Banyana, this has never ever happened, and we just want to thank you so much. When we first came out and saw these flags, I instantly got goosebumps. I'm still shaking. And it's the most incredible feeling knowing that we have so many people supporting women's football right now for what we have done as a team. We have to thank South Africa for being so supportive throughout this tournament, sending us supportive messages throughout, going on social media, everywhere you look was just supportive messages for Banyana Banyana, and that is what motivated us throughout this tournament, coming back and doing you guys proud. So thank you so, so much. We have worked extremely hard throughout this year, sacrificing being away from families and our loved ones for going for our goals. And preparations have been really tough, and we have really done it. And throughout the tournament, we knew that it was now or never for us. And our goal throughout the tournament was obviously to qualify for the World Cup, not only for ourselves, but for every female footballer in this country. Because we knew if we had to qualify for the World Cup, everyone will have a different outlook of women's football in our country. So right now, I believe that women's football is growing so much in our country. The development structures are in place, and more needs to be done for women's football in our country, because I believe there's so much talent that we have. And this has just opened up doors for many of you. And I must say, we did not lose even one match in this tournament. Not one. And Nigeria did not score one goal either. So keep your heads held high. Be proud of what you have achieved. I love you. I love you. And I love South Africa. Thank you.
Not too many fixtures to talk about, of course, in the PSL and the Absa Premiership, rather, as we take a break for the Telkom knockouts. The only one match that is playing is the cup final between Orlando Pirates and Baroka in the PE at the Nelson Mandela Bay Stadium. That is on the 8th of December at 6 p.m. Other fixtures that are taking place are in the National First Division. Ajax Cape Town will host AmaTucks. Ajax recently confirmed their new coach. Royal Kings will host Mbombela. Ubuntu travel to Witbank Spurs. Cosmos travel to Royal Eagles, whilst Maccabi host Richards Bay FC, and TS Sporting hosting Sakomatsa Matsibandira. Those are the fixtures at 3:30 or on Saturday. And on Sunday, two fixtures are playing. Cape Umoya United struggling at the bottom of the log, taking on Utongati, while Stellenbosch, who are top of the log, will travel to TS Galaxy. And taking a look at the top five quickly, Stellenbosch FC in the National First Division are number one with 26 points from 12 games. TS Sporting are number two with 22 points from 12 games. Mbombela United, Takumatsa Matsibandira, and Maccabi are number 3, 4, 5 respectively on 19, 19, and 18 points respectively. And the last two teams are the Cape teams, bottom of the log, number 15 Ubuntu FC Cape Town with 9 points and Cape Umoya United with 9 points. They are 3 points from safety. So those are the fixtures in the upcoming weekend in the National First Division. Do check them out and enjoy them. And as usual, thank you very much for listening to the show. It's been nice. It's been lovely to hear from Khulu Kotobejane, also to hear from you via the voice notes. Keep them coming. We really, really appreciate your participation on the show. It makes it a special show when you are participating. Of course, keep an eye on the Fan Reaction show on Monday by 4 o'clock. You will listen to your comments after the Orlando Pirates and Baroka came. You just send us your voice notes to tell us how you reflect on that one. Otherwise, thank you very much for listening. We'll catch you next time.
Sokala Duma Radio.
Sokala Duma Radio.